There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. And on the Box Score Breakdown, we break down the games of the night in the NBA, give you all the fantasy analysis and news of the day. Today we had a lot going on. MLK Day slate. We had a 9-game slate. So we could get straight to it like it's nothing to it. But first, I want to talk about the NBA All-Stars that were announced. The starters on the East and the West. We're going to just briefly touch on that in case you missed it. The Western starters, with a little controversy, are Stephen Curry, Luka Doncic, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, blah, 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 Nikola Jokic, and Victor Wembanyama. We'll get back to that. Now, the East starters, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, and Tyrese Maxey. The notable news is LeBron James is not starting in the All-Star game for the first time in his 21 years. So that's kind of crazy. I've seen some people laughing at that, trying to make fun of it. Like, those people know nothing about anything. But like, it's incredible that he did it for 20 years. So don't worry about that, LeBron. He's going to be on the team. So anyway. But the other notable news is everyone's saying Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, should be starting over Stephen Curry, unfortunately. Just about all his numbers are better than Steph. But of course, Steph is the NBA's favorite son. So it is what it is. He'll get it next year. Now, you know, Jokic is hurt, so he'll probably miss the game. So that's going to bring in a replacement right there. Probably be LeBron. We will see. But just wanted to get into that before we get into this 9-game slate. Hope everyone's fantasy season is going well. And now we're going to get straight to it like it's nothing to it. First game of the day, the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Atlanta Hawks 112-110. Giannis had 21 points, 17 boards, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. That's just what we expect from Giannis. You kind of look at the points and say, just 21? But that's how spoiled we are to Giannis and Antetokounmpo. 17 rebounds is incredible. Kyle Kuzma started 10 points, 2 blocks. We really expected him to do a lot more this year. He's just hanging on with barely any fantasy value, and it's disappointing. Miles Turner has been in that same boat. 14 points, 8 boards, no blocks. And this is one of his better games. So he's been having a down year as well. Not as bad as Kuzma, but a down year, which explains why the Bucks are 18-24. AJ Green, 18 points, 6 for 12 from the field. They were all three-pointers, every shot. 50% from three, you can't be mad at that. Ryan Rollins, 14 points, 2 steals and a block. He has been trending down slightly since Kevin Porter Jr. has come back and Giannis has come back, but he's still very capable starting point guard. Let's talk, the Grizzlies are interested in trading for him. We'll see about that. Bobby Portis off the bench with 19. And speaking of Kevin Porter Jr., 9, 6, and 7 with the steal and the block. So good all around numbers except for the scoring. For the Hawks, they had a chance at this game. They kind of blew it. The Hawks fans are kind of upset, realizing, we might have made a mistake doing that trade. Like, you think? CJ McCollum, took the last shot instead of Jalen Johnson, no, they're not going to like that, especially when you don't make it. But, and CJ didn't even start, but Corey Kispert did. He was a part of that trade as well. Look at these numbers. 2 points on 1-for-4 shooting. 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal. So 2-1-1-1 and 1 turnover. So that's just a horrible game by Corey Kispert. He is much better than this, but I don't know what to tell you. So that didn't help with the trade. But Onyeka Okongwu had a horrible game as well. 0-for-6 from the field, 4 points. He did have 10 rebounds, 2 steals and a block. But come on, Onyeka. Jalen Johnson, he did step it up. Last week was his worst week in a long time. All the games last week were underwhelming. This one, 28-16, 6 assists and a block. Great game by Jalen Johnson. And I think he should be an all-star. So we'll see in the coming days. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, 32 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, a steal and a block. That's an incredible game. Dyson Daniels did step it up with 17 points, 9 boards, 10 assists, and 3 steals and a block. I mean, you can't ask for a better game than that. They really only lacked in the center position and that Corey Kispert position. And it's interesting, the rookie did not play. He must be banged up, Reese Shea. So, but off the bench, CJ McCollum, 17 points. That's good. 3 boards, 3 assists, and a block. But, you know, he's not CJ McCollum of 5 or 6 years ago. So, it's going to be up and down. Next game, we had the Thunder defeated the Cavs, 136-104. Complete blowout. Jalen Williams, the big, played. He started only 8 minutes, 6 points, so not much to talk about. Hopefully, he didn't get hurt. Chet Holmgren, 28 points, 8 boards, 2 blocks. Incredible game. You don't see that every day from Chet Holmgren. Put up some big numbers tonight. SGA, 30 points, 3 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Lou Dort, 18 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Aaron Wiggins, 12, 6. And he started 5 steals and a block. 5 steals is crazy. So Aaron Wiggins bringing you much value in that starting role with Jalen Williams going to be out for a little while with that ankle again. Off the bench, Isaiah Joe was 16-5 with a steal and everyone else not really worth note. AJ Mitchell did have 9 assists, but not much else. For the Cavs who were blown out, Jalen Tyson 16-10 with 4 assists coming off his huge game last game. Donovan Mitchell, 19 points, 4 boards, 3 steals. And basically, if Donovan Mitchell doesn't score 30, you know they lose. So it's that's just what it is at this point. Evan Mobley, 16-7, but still in a block. That's not good enough. He did have 5 assists. Jarrett Allen stepped it up, 16 points, 9 boards, and 3 blocks. That's the Jarrett Allen we want to see. If he can do this every game, good to go. Dean Wade started, did absolutely nothing. DeAndre Hunter, 16-9. He did have 5 turnovers, though, and 1 steal. And that will be it for your Cleveland Cavaliers. They're going to have to make a trade. Next game, the Clippers defeated the Wizards 110-106. John Collins had 11 points. I mean, a steal in a block, just nothing. It's just nothing. Ivica Zubac, 14-12. 5 turnovers, unfortunately, 1 block. James Harden, 36 points, 7 boards, 9 assists, a steal and a block. Tremendous game by James Harden, turning back the clock. Chris Dunn, solid. Kobe Sanders started, didn't do too much. Jordan Miller off the bench. He's had a string of really nice games now. 16 points, 5 boards, 4 steals and a block. So he's a guy you want to consider on waivers. He's very talented. Coming in, playing more minutes than Cam Christie. Played more minutes than Kobe Sanders. So he's really showing out. And I mean, he's been deserving of these minutes for a while. For the Wizards, Chris Middleton started again, 11-5-5. Keyshawn George, 18-6-6 with 3 steals. Alex Saar, 28 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Great game. Bob Carrington finally put it together, had 17 points, 6 boards, 7 assists. Unfortunately, 5 turnovers, but also a block. Trey Johnson started, 15 and 5 assists. And not much else to Really mentioned Marvin Bagley did have 2 blocks and 8 rebounds. Next game we're covering is the Dallas Mavericks versus the New York Knicks. The Mavs won 114-97. Najee Marshall, another great game, 19-8 with 4 assists and a steal. Cooper Flagg, 18-7 with 3 assists and a steal. Max Christie, huge performance, 26 points, 6 boards, and 2 assists. Leading scorer for the team. Moussa Cisse off the bench, 15-9 with 4 blocks. He is a G League player, undrafted player. Came out of nowhere, had some bright spots throughout the season. And now that we know, Derek Lively is out for the year. Daniel Gafford, in and out of the lineup, hurt a lot. Anthony Davis out for over a month. They almost are forced to play Moussa Cisse now. And he played 20 minutes. Dwight Powell played 28 minutes. Dwight Powell did nothing. Moussa Cisse outperformed him tremendously. Like I said, 15-9 with 4 blocks and a steal. Compared to 2 points, 5 boards, no blocks, no steals. Moussa Cisse might be starting for this team next game. So he's a guy on waivers you might want to add, and depending on the depth of your league, you're in a 16 teams, he should be added. 14, possibly, because Dwight Powell is not good anymore. But I don't know when Daniel Gafford's coming back. Keep an eye out on that. But Moussa Cisse, name to remember. Klay Thompson, 14-5 with 2 steals. For the Knicks, OG had 9 points, 6 boards, 3 steals and a block. After last game broke Grayson Allen's nose. It just happened. Look at it. It's a gruesome video, guys. But anyway, Karl Anthony Towns, 22 points, 18 boards, 4 assists, a steal and a block. That's the Towns we want to see. Josh Hart, 8-6. Not much. Mikal Bridges, 7-3-3, 2 steals and a block. Want more Poison at 30% from the field is not going to cut it. That's why they lost. Jalen Brunson, 22 points, 6 assists. And he is back. You know, Miles McBride had a nice little window to start, but Brunson is back. So that's good that he's not out for longer. Mitchell Robinson, 12-14 with 2 blocks. Great game. No one else really did anything off the bench, even though the minutes were high for 3 players off the bench. And I just want to remind you, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown, Us Sports Ethos production. We are presented to you by FanDuel. You may be listening to us on the NBA Today podcast with Brew and Doc. They will be back later to give you more fantasy analysis of all the goings-on of tonight's game and the injuries. We're going to get to a major injury coming up soon that happened tonight. So just hold your horses. But the next game, the Spurs defeated the Jazz 123-110. Cody Williams started again, unfortunately did not produce tonight, but Yusuf Nurkic did, 20 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. Savi started again, these damn Jazz, 10 points, not much else. Keontae George, 30 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds and a steal. Ace Bailey played the minutes, but didn't really produce, 8 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and 1 block. And we'll see how patient they are with Ace and Cody, because you combine their numbers, it's an average game for one player. So the two together separate, and that's not going to cut it. Unless that's what the Jazz want. You know, they don't really want to win anyway, so it may continue. But hopefully they progress, because they are very talented players, and they just need to get it together. Filipowski, after a good game last game, only 13-6 tonight with 2 steals. Isaiah Collier, 10 points, 2 steals. Walter Clayton, 8 points, 7 assists, 2 steals. A lot of steals, not a lot of victories. For the Spurs, Wembanyama, 33-10 with 2 blocks, 2 steals. Champagne with 13-4. Harrison Barnes, 10-4-1. De'Aaron Fox, only 14 points, but had 8 assists and 4 steals. Stephon Castle, 18 points, 8 assists, and a block. Off the bench, Carter Bryant showing some life with 11 points and 2 blocks. And Dylan Harper with 15 points, a steal and a block, and 5 assists. Next game, we had the Sixers defeated the Pacers 113-104. Siakam, 24 points, 6 boards, 7 assists. Jay Huff, 10 points, 3 blocks. Andrew Nembhard, 25, 5 assists, 2 steals. No, 2 rebounds, excuse me. Aaron Nesmith, 7 and 11, 6 turnovers, but he had 2 blocks. Johnny Furphy started, unfortunately did nothing. Really bad game for Furphy tonight. And that's just how it is with these youngsters. Some youngsters are going to spike up, spike down. Some are going to just be down, 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 and eventually start to climb up. So that's what we're hoping to see with Cody Williams, Johnny Furphy, Ace Bailey, guys like that. Even Jairus Walker, who's a couple years in now. It shouldn't be like that, but we're still hoping. He only had 8 and 5 tonight, but he had 2 blocks. Tony Bradley, 8 and 7. TJ McConnell, 10 points, a steal and a block. For the Sixers, Dominic Barlow started 11 and 7 with 2 steals. Embiid, 30 and 9 with 4 assists. Oubre, 18 and 5 assists with 2 steals and a block. Tyrese Maxey, 29 and 8 assists with 4 boards, 8 steals and a block. You heard me right. Tyrese Maxey had 8 steals tonight. The team combined for 8, 12, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 18 steals. That's crazy. VJ Edgecombe, 11 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and no real production off the bench. But I will say about this game, if you were concerned and thinking the team needs to break it up and everything, because Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe got into a heated discussion last game, and the media blew it out of proportion. Tonight, after the game, they made light of it, said they love each other, jokingly. Great moment. All is well for the Sixers. Next game, the Suns beat the Nets 126-117. Dylan Brooks with 27 and 5. Mark Williams 16 and 8 with two steals and 3 blocks. Great game by Mark. Devin Booker with 24, 4 and 4. Colin Gillespie 22, 5 and 5 with a steal and a block. And Grayson Allen somehow is still playing, 14 and 8 assists. And I mean, he definitely broke his nose last game. I didn't see any report on it, but the nose was like completely to the right and crooked and bloody. So he came back in that same game and he played tonight. So he's being a trooper. And they got the victory. For the Nets, Michael Porter Jr., 23 and 6 with 4 assists, 2 steals. Noah Clowney, 16 points. Nick Claxton, 12 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, and a block. Terrence Mann started 10 and 8. Drake Powell started 11 and 3. Off the bench, Zaire Williams, 15 points and 2 steals. To me, this is a very disappointing season for Zaire Williams. I thought he would make a jump this year, but he's not starting, hasn't been starting, have not really made a jump. He's just being a solid bench player for a terrible team. And I think he should be a starter, showing signs that he can be really good. But it's just not happening yet. Nolan Traore with 10 points off the bench. Danny Wolfe had 8 points off the bench and 4 boards. Next game, the Pistons eke out a victory over the Celtics, 104-103. Sam Hauser has been lighting it up. 4 for 7 from 3 tonight, 16 and 4. Nemanja Šarić, 10 points, 8 boards, 3 steals and a block. Derek White only had 4 points, but had 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 blocks. Jaylen Brown, the new All-Star, 32-11 with 1 block, unfortunately 4 turnovers. Peyton Pritchard was back tonight, 17 points, 3 boards, 3 assists. Off the bench, Luka Garza, 10-5 with 2 steals. Anthony Simon, 9 points. For the victors, Tobias Harris had 25-3 with a block. Duncan Robinson, 15, 3, and 2 with a steal and a block. Jalen Duren, 18 and 9 with a steal. Kay Cunningham, 16 and 14 with 2 blocks and a steal. Oscar Thompson, 7 and 7 with 4 steals and a block. And off the bench, Isaiah Stewart had 8 and 5 with the block. Not much else going on. For our last and final game that just ended, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Heat 135-112 for the Heat in the revenge game for Jimmy Butler. It did not go well for Jimmy Butler. Let me go ahead and just say the Warriors stat line. Jimmy Butler has 17 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, and that was in 21 minutes, and that is because he went down with a gruesome knee injury. The type of knee injury where they ask for prayers that he's okay. So let's hope the x-rays, all the information we get back is not as bad as it looked, but he could be out for the year. So we will see. But keep an eye on that. They may be forced to play Kuminga or forced to trade him sooner than they wanted to. We will see. Now, Quentin Post had 15-9 with 2 blocks. Steph Curry, 19-11 assists. Moses Moody, he's the guy that can fill in that spot. 13 points, 4 boards, 3 steals. But it would be much better if you had him and Kuminga if you could play Kuminga, considering how you're treating him. Horford with 10-8 with the steal. Buddy Hield, 16 points in the steal, 4 boards. Buddy Hield will probably get more minutes. He has been in the decline in the minute area, and we know he can light it up, so he probably will get a big bump from this. Podziemski also, 24 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. For the Miami Heat, Wiggins, 18-5, in a revenge game for him as well, back home. Norman Powell, 21 points, 3 turnovers. Bam Adebayo somehow had 4 points off of 1-for-13 shooting attempts, field goal attempts. What is going on? It's not like Bam is a 3-point shooter and that's all he shoots. This is a big man near the basket, 1-for-13. He did shoot 5 3-pointers, ironically enough, but Bam, get your big tail under the basket. He did have 12 boards and 3 assists, but horrible shooting. He killed you tonight in fantasy, 1-for-13. Davion Mitchell as well, 1-for-6, 7.6 boards, 3 steals. Pella Larsen started 9-5. Simone Fontecchio, 13-8 with 2 steals and a block. Jaime Jaquez, 10-9 assists with 5 boards. 4 turnovers, unfortunately, but nice game from Jaime. Khalil Ware, 15 points, 4 boards off the bench. And there's some crazy talk, like Khalil Ware could possibly be moved. That would be insane. A lot of teams would jump on that and would get a lot more out of him than the Heat are. All right, let's go over the players of the night. Giannis, 21-17-6. Nikhil Alexander-Walker with 32-6-6. Chet Holmgren, 28-8. James Harden, 36-7-9. Alex Saar, 28-6. Max Christie, 26-6. Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, 22-18. Keontae George, 30-6. Wembanyama, 33-10. Nembhard had 25. Tyrese Maxey, 29-8-8. Steals. 8 assists and 8 steals. That's just incredible. Colin Gillespie, 22. Michael Porter Jr., 23-6. Jaylen Brown, 32-11. Cade was 16-14. Steph Curry with 19-11. So that's going to do it for Monday's MLK 9-day huge slate. No questions for tonight, so we're just going to keep rolling into tomorrow. Remember, this is the Box Score Breakdown. Ace. Sports Ethos production presented to you by FanDuel. We appreciate you all for watching, listening, tuning in. If you like the show, please subscribe, rate, comment, review. We don't charge you for this. This is the only thing we ask of you. And we'll keep kicking out that content. We'll see you tomorrow. Till next time, I'm out of here, guys. Peace.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works. For members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.